ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We have been studying Srimad Bhagavatam, fourth canto, where Narada Muni explains about how to get rid of the fear of old age. The verse was very appropriate in relation to today's discussion about appearance of Gopal Bhatta Goswami and disappearance of Srila Ramachandra Kaviraj. Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the series of his purports in this relation that the pure devotees are eternally liberated associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they follow in the strict principle of detachment from everything. He explains that even in the old age, pure devotees exhibit wonderful quality of spontaneous devotional service. And generally, the spontaneous devotional service is expressed in a very dynamic, productive, full of energy services, and that virtually amazes the common man, because it is beyond their comprehension that how one can achieve such marvelous activities. Srila Prabhupada himself has exhibited within a span of 11 years in the fag ends of his old age. Those days were very, very troublesome. And yet, he put forward in front of the whole world piles of Vedic literature translated in English, initiated 5,000 disciples or more, traveled 14 times around the globe preaching, opening up 108 temples throughout the world, introduces the festivals like Jagannath Rath Yatra all over the world. He wrote letters personally, and then helped by his personal secretaries, but that amounted about 6,000 or so. He gave how many lectures? Over 3,000. Can you imagine the dynamism? Prabhupada himself was waking up when everybody fell asleep and would translate all this. So we can see that dynamism is defying the time. Kalakanya. Prabhupada says in this purpose that Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, all of them at their old age, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rescued them, and they take great courage in the retiring age to come to Vrindavan and they were 24 hours engaged in service of Lord Krishna and wrote so many literatures. Even in today's verse, Prabhupada quotes that Srinivas Acharya is asking the benediction from the six Goswamis. That nana shastra vicharane nipuno sattarma sansthapanko. In this particular verse, he glorifies this six Goswamis so much that they really showed the dynamism at the age of the fag end of their days. Old age doesn't come as an obstruction in performing pure devotional service. Actually, it is the maturity time, both in physical existence and exhibit the spiritual existence by this fact of dynamism or spontaneous devotional service. So today, we read about Gopal Bhatta Goswami, his appearance. Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, son of Venkata Bhatta, a Sri Vaishnava Brahman, appeared in Sri Rangam, South India. Lord Chaitanya once stayed 4 months in his home and converted the family to Gaudiya Vaishnavism. A mere boy at this time, Gopal personally served the Lord. Sri Chaitanya treated him affectionately, giving him his remnants and blessings to become an Acharya. Common people will read this kind of words as if jumping up on a very high conclusion without any information. But they have no brain to understand even common thing until they come to the practice of the transcendental process. During his 4 month stay, Lord Chaitanya developed a close relationship with Venkat Bhakta, which Krishnadas Kaviraj describes as Sakhyarasa. Freely conversing with each other, they would often laugh and joke together. One day, in a humorous mood, Lord Chaitanya asked Venkata, "Why does your worshipable goddess of fortune, Sri Lakshmi Devi, abandon the happiness of Vaikuntha and her service to her Lord Narayan? Why does she go to Vrindavan and perform severe austerities to attain the association of my Lord Gopal, the cowherd boy of Braja? I can't understand this mysteries, said Venkata. "But you, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, can surely enlighten me." "Lord Krishna had one unique quality," said Lord Gauranga. "He attracts the hearts of everyone with His personal conjugal love, Madhurya. Lord Narayan only has 60 transcendental qualities, but Sri Krishna has 64, and all of them are saturated with His unique quality of Madhurya, that honey sweetness. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, attracts the mind of Lakshmi Devi. But Lord Narayan can never attract the minds of Vrajagopis. In Vrajalila, Krishna, disguised as Lord Narayan, once appeared before the gopis who were searching for Lord Krishna. Seeing Lord Narayan, the gopis said, Lord Narayan, pranams. Where did Krishna go? Did you see?" By following the gopis who spontaneously love Krishna without awareness of His godhood, one can attain Krishna. The Srutis worshipped Krishna in ecstasy of the gopis. Following in their footsteps, they received gopis' bodies to join Krishna in rasa dance. Lakshmi, however, wanted to enjoy Krishna but retain her spiritual form as Lakshmi Devi. Without following the gopis' footsteps, no one can attain Krishna. We know even Lord Shiva had to become gopi, Gopeshwar Mahadev. So Lakshmi did not desire to become a gopi. So she was unable to attain Krishna. She had to perform all the austerities. So after receiving initiation from Sri Prabodhananda Saraswati, Gopal Bhatt came to Vrindavan and became a dear friend of Sri Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis. He did bhajan in Vrindavan for 45 days, mostly at Radhakund. On pilgrimage, he obtained 12 Shalagram Shilas. Later, Damodar Shila manifested himself as beautiful Radharaman deity. Since 1542, Radharamanji has been worshipped with pure devotion following precise Shastric rituals. Lord Chaitanya ordered Gopal Bhatt to write a book to check the spread of pseudo-loving rasas and negligence to Vaidhi Bhakti. In corroboration with Sri Sanatana Goswami, he compiled Hari Bhakti Vilas, the authorized book explaining the rituals and devotional practices of Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. He also wrote Satkriya Sar Dipika, an outline for Jiva Goswami's Sat Sandarbhas. He eternally serves Srimati Radharani as one of her Ashtamanjaris, Guna Manjari. His samadhi is within Radharamanji's temple compound behind the appearance place of the deity. Sri Gopal Bhatt Goswami initiated Gopinath, that is Pujari Goswami, a lifelong brahmachari who served Radharamanji's for his whole life. Gopal Bhatt Goswami initiated Srinivas Acharya and many other stalwart Vaishnavas. As a young boy, he followed Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very predaciously, and he came to Vrindavan on the order to associate with Sri Rupa and Sanatan. So Gopal Bhatt Goswami has been told to write the bhakti processes just to counteract the mixings of the smartha, and he corroborated with Sanatan Goswami to incorporate certain principles. He wrote himself Satkriya Sar Dipika as well as Sanatan Goswami wrote the Hari Bhakti Vilas. Gopal Bhatt was commissioned by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to check the spread of pseudo-loving rasas and negligence of Vaidhi Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti is very essential principle. Pseudo-loving rasas means sahajiyas, that who neglect the process of Vaidhi Bhakti. They think there is no necessity to control the senses or mind. Rather, they are dictated by material mind to convey the same desires in service to Krishna. So therefore, it is called pseudo. It is not controlled. It is not pure or purified desire. Purified desire in the Vaidhi Bhakti requires anartha nivritti. And anartha nivritti is extremely essential to conform one Shraddha of resolute determination. Krishna explains resolute determination is very essential. It is single-pointed. While the pseudo-loving desires means they want to enjoy material senses, at the same time engage such contaminated senses in service of Krishna. So it becomes a completely a contradictory principle. Even though such desires not pure, but they reflect as if they are true desires. Just like this material world is reflecting as real, but it is temporary. That's why it is called asat. It is cheating. So therefore, similarly, such pseudo-loving rasas are also going to be cheating. And will not give the conclusion of bhakti or prema. They think they are in love, but the reciprocation of Krishna's pure love is completely far away from them. Vaidhi bhakti thus supersedes. If one goes carefully through the stage-wise process of Vaidhi bhakti, according to Haridas Thakur, he is sure to get sthai bhav, which is available within this lifetime if he is carefully progressing. But one who is not controlled, then this sthai bhav will never come. Not even in ages. So those who are jumping to Raganuga Bhakti or the spontaneous devotional service without the check of Vaidhi Bhakti, they will under illusory perception, and they evidently come back in the material pool. Unless and until they come in a pure disciplic succession, unbroken chain of disciplic succession, they will not be able to progress further into sthai bhav. Sthai bhav, according to Haridas Thakur in Harinam Chintamani, is very essential. It should be steady. It is not fluctuating. So what to speak of such bhavas expressed by Mayavadis, even like Ramakrishna Paramhans. Today I am Krishna, tomorrow I will become Lord Shiva. He thinks himself to be God, and those bhava or expressions of godhood is completely shadow. It is cheating. So the idea is that everybody in material life is reflecting the bhavas, but they are so temporary that they end up within the material concept of life only, including within one's family. So when one imitates the devotional service, the pure devotional service, then such shadows or tinges of contamination will be seen. Therefore, the process of Vaidhi Bhakti is so much essential. People hate us when we tell them to refrain from committing regulative principles violate. People hate us. Or you tell to give up even tea. What does tea? Tea is so innocent. Yes, tea is innocent, but you are not innocent. You have to be purified. Tea doesn't have to purify. So people use Ganges water to make tea and drink. There are so many examples. It is all cheating. So no wonder the depths of bhakti is never achieved. One has to dive deep. Those who simply go on the shore and wet their feet, then on the shore the waves come and wet, and then they go away also. So where are they? They are still on tatastha, means marginal, and they can never rise above. Vaidhi bhakti is systematically rising above. Sri Ramachandra Kaviraj is so much exalted. Let's read about him. Ramachandra Kaviraj, the son of Chiranjeev Sena, who is eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya, appeared in Shrikhanda. Ramachandra Kaviraj was especially earnest, beautiful, intelligent, energetic, and enthusiastic, said one biographer. Although married, Ramchandra and his wife, Ratnala, had no material attachments. They stayed fully engaged in loving service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They had no children. With steadfast devotion, he served his spiritual master, Srinivas Acharya. In Vrindavan, Sri Jiva Goswami gave him a title, Kaviraj, King of Poets. He wrote the following beautiful verse. Prakashila Mahaprabhu Hare Krishna Mantra Premera Vadara Kari Barila Samsar Andha Avadhiyat Kare Parsha Bindhu Napadila Mukhe Ramachandra Das. Shriman Mahaprabhu is so kind that he manifests the nectar of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The holy name will free all souls from the cycle of birth and death, from lower planets, from hell. The holy name will give one a taste of divine love of Radha Madhav. Whether blind or dumb, anyone can drown in this flood of prema. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has filled everyone with love of God. But Ramchandra Das is so unfortunate that he couldn't even taste a drop of that nectar. That's the fact we should develop. Ramchandra Kaviraj was one of the 8 Kavirajas, famous poets, disciples of Srinivas Acharya. Ramchandra wrote Smarana Darpan, Smarana Chamatkar, Siddhanta Chandrika. He preached widely and initiated many disciples. Narottam Das Thakur and Ramchandra lived together as best friends. Narottam Das wrote Daya karo Sri Acharya Prabhu Srinivas Ramachandra Sangha Mange Narottama Das. O Srinivas Acharya Prabhu, please give me your mercy. Narottam Das always prays for the association of Ramchandra Kaviraj. In the form of Karna Manjari, he serves Srimati Radharani in Vrajalila. His samadhi is in Dhir Samir Kunj next to Srinivas Acharya. All these exalted personalities in Chaitanya Lila, they are eternal associates of Radha Krishna. And in Vrindavan, they have been living in the form of samadhi. Vrindavan is a place where we can saturate to our capacity the association of all the eternal associates of the Lord who defied death. They were fearless. When they came, Vrindavan was simply a jungle inhibited by wild animals. There were no temples. And they were given the highest task. In archaeological survey of India, that's a government organization that simply surveys. But they became the authority. But those who are doing research in archaeology, they dig up the existing places, right, with so many modern tools and precision in order to make a scientific presentation, scientific presentation of any archaeological site. Then they want to conclude by dating, and then they speculate. Our Goswamis, they came in Vrindavan without any tools of digging. And yet, Vrindavan was the treasure of all hidden history of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The common mind of people in general is so much adaptable to accept the facts of bhakti, because whoever has come in association with these liberated souls in Vrindavan, they not only accepted the truth, they studied the principles of bhakti given by the Goswamis and made their life so much saturated with love of Godhead. They spread Krishna consciousness. Our six Goswamis were most predominant in excavation of the places of pastimes. This is a little different than a different kind of excavation. They did not have any tools or anything to prove. But the practice of the process which they brought through the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and on the strength of the holy name, they manifested Lord Krishna. These places of pastimes, when we go to visit and have darshan and remembrance of that particular pastime on that particular spot, devotees get enlivened and realize, rather than taking a story of make-believe fairy tale. This is the difference of the excavation. We start with the holy name. They came with the holy name. But the holy name manifested the forms of Lord. Sanatan Goswami received Radha Madan Mohanji, which were earlier found by Advaita Acharya when he came in Advaita Vat. He handed over to Chaturvedi Brahman in Mathura and told him, "My disciple will come and please hand over to him and he will continue the worship." He said, "Okay." That Brahman did not worship. But he was instrumental for Sanatana Goswami to give this deity of Radha Madan Mohan. All these deities were here. We know the story of Gopal, Madhavendra Puri got. Because of Buddhism, and later the Mughals, but during the time of Mughals, these deities were excavated. They were self-manifested. These pujaris will tell you, yes, they are self-manifested. Of course they are self-manifested. What is wrong? They were there and they came out on their own accord. Otherwise, who knew? Archaeological survey of India did not send Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami and all other Goswami to excavate. No, they were not existent. But they came and excavated. They say it came simply in their dream. Of course, their lives were so saturated with love of Godhead, they were imbued. Prior to receiving these deities, they were imbued with the holy name. So powerful. They were imbued with the holy name. And they showed that they received the forms. And these forms were the original forms installed by Vajranabh, the grandson of Lord Krishna, who was the king of Mathura at that time. So, everything is happening as pre-planned by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who never exposed his plan verbally or written. But he ordered, this is Vrindavan. They experienced Vrindavan. It was crowded by jungle at that time. It is crowded by the jungle of common people today. What's the difference? Living entities are all around. The trees are living entities. They are, of course, every tree is Kalpavriksha. And everyone is a devotee who is coming to Vrindavan. So, we have to develop gradually the intensity, impurity of chanting the holy name. And Swarup manifest. Because Swarup is divine and divinity is eternal. So these deities are also eternally manifested. Those who serve so much devotedly. Otherwise, how come from one form another form can also appear? Gopal Bhatta Goswami was receiving so much donation in gold, silver, ornaments people will give. But how much he can decorate a Shalagram Shila? It is featureless. The form was featureless. And Rupa Goswami was worshipping Radha Govindji, Sanatana Goswami is worshipping, you know. And all others also had during that time beautiful deities and so much nice shangar and attractiveness was given. And Gopal Bhatta says, oh, how can I make my deity so attractive? I don't have that kind of form. My dear Lord, I have my ardent desire. But this desire is so much intense, so much purified, and it had sthayi bhav. And Radharaman appeared from Shalagram Shila. So the form is available, and the form can be transformed into another form by the intensity of pure devotional service and love to the Lord. And it can be understood easily. Common people will take, those who are without any guile or complexity of material desires in their mind, they will easily accept the transcendental phenomena, and it is factual. So, naturally, the divinity exists, therefore it is eternal, and it is perfectly developed by all the devotees with the intensity of love. So, they are eternal associates because they are always engaged in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead in their consciousness, external, internal, or even in dream. Those dreams are non-different than physical experience of service and eternal in other part of the existence, whether material or transcendental existence. This is eternal, and therefore associates of Lord Krishna achieve the same transcendental, eternal position, and they are ever together, never to be departed, with a foolish, envious, separate desire to lord it over. So, let's take advantage of this transcendental Vrindavan, and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki. Anybody has any question? Yeah, I cannot hear. You have to come near, or here is the mic.
Sri Ramachandra Kaviraja and Srila Gopalbhatta Goswami and others, Goswamis of Vrindavana, you inspiratively mentioned that they were beyond time. Can you elaborate a little bit about that?
Can anybody?
They were beyond time. You
beyond time?
Yes, beyond time. They are activities beyond time.
Can yes, Kalakanya was kept away by them. Just like Narad Muni disagreed to get married with Kalakanya. She was furious, but Narad Muni was fearless. At the same time, very much compassionate to her. And he suggests, here is the fear personified, you should marry to him. He is the right companion for you. That is Kalakanya. Beyond time means beyond the jurisdiction of the time. Time and tide waits for nobody who is materially. But those who are spiritually saturated, time cannot affect. So pure devotees are always in pure existence, pure body form, pure, and it is kept, it is pure. We have samadhis. Samadhis are pure. We worship samadhi. Who worships graveyard? This is samadhi. So when we go to pray in the samadhi, we will also have to develop samadhi. So this is the explanation of time. Time becomes conspicuous by its absence in the spiritual world. It remains conspicuous, hidden. No. He has to take transcendental form. That is the effect of a pure devotee's benediction. Narad Muni benedicted Kalakanya to get married with Bhaya, personified. So thank you very much. Oh, so quick. Sthai bhava means steady emotions. First of all, the emotions should be steady, not temporary, a little fluke. Everybody gets unsteady emotions. What's the big deal? But spiritual must be steady. Our marginal position does not allow us any steadiness. But how long we have to stay in marginal position? Our constitution is spiritual, not material. So we have to always remain in association with the spiritual atmosphere. So, sthai bhava is possible to remain in spiritual atmosphere. And how does spiritual atmosphere become constant? When we remove anartha nivritti. When we become free of unwanted things in our lives, they are anarthas, they are detrimental, they are obstacles in the path of our spontaneous devotional service. Steady emotions are required. Anything else? Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki.
Terrible.